This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're thinking spring here. We're still 18 days away from that time of year where we love to just get outside and get excited for what's to come for the year. Before the end of the last hour, we were just talking about some different things, what we can be doing soil-wise. Also started to touch base on pruning and what we can be doing. You know, I wanted to just give some examples of the types of shrubs or trees that we could be doing right now in the late winter. Now, we're almost there on some of them, like the smooth type hydrangeas, the panicle hydrangeas, mostly the whites, lime colors, but any hydrangea that has paniculata in the name, that would be a good one to be pruning soon. You can also be pruning some of the Rose of Sharon, your shrub dogwoods, some spireas, summer sweet, butterfly bush, just to name a few. For some of those evergreen shrubs, the yews, hollies, and boxwoods, and any evergreens like a spruce or fir can be done in late winter, early spring, so when they're still dormant, so you're getting them before the new growth begins. You can prune any of the shade trees, oaks, maples, those types of things. You know, some of your other ones there, like a sweet gum or a katsura tree, some of those not so common in our areas, but you know, your oaks and maples are some of the most common in the area. Some of the other ones that you're really going to need to wait till after they flower when it comes to trees would be like your spring flowering. That's a dogwood. So the early blooming dogwoods, redbud, cherry, pear, magnolias. Those are the ones you wait till after they flower. So just, you know, a few of those. Some of the other evergreens, you know, azaleas and rhododendrons. We're not looking to prune those right now until after they flower. So, you know, you want to make sure you get those blossoms out of it, then you can prune them. And we talked about how to prune, where to prune. You know, take a look at, you know, the different branches and see, are they cross branches? Are they affecting other branches in the tree itself? Those are the ones I like to look at first, and the sucker growth first. Okay, those are the ones that I take a look at before I will move on. You're going to want to also do it on a day where it's not raining. One of the things that will happen is with some of the cold weather, it can maybe freeze on the bark or freeze over that new cut that you had if it's raining during it. Obviously, you're not going to want to do it while it's raining anyways, especially this time of year. So look for a drier day to be doing it, okay? That's just going to make everything better for you. The rule of thumb that when it comes to pruning has always been, you know, by a third of the plant. Some of those you can do more, some you can do less. But I'll tell you, just about everything can be pruned by a third when you go to prune something. Just keep in mind the shape of the tree, the shape of the shrub, etc. You know, sometimes it's cutting one branch at a time, then stepping back, looking at it and saying, yep, that works. It's also just knowing, you know, how it's going to affect the height or the width, etc. I know, just as an example, at my house, you know, almost every year now I've been pruning my rhododendrons to stay in a nice, more compact shape. They were starting to grow. One of them was about halfway to our second story of the house, right? So pretty big. So I've gotten it back so it's below the second story. So it's just one level. That way we're, you know, can actually see out some of the windows, right? But it's taken time, and each time I almost have to cut a branch and then say, all right, where, okay, if I cut it here, this is what it's going to be. Or once I've cut it, where am I going to go next? How am I going to affect those? So it's not a quick thing, especially if you're trying to shape a tree the right way, unless you're just getting rid of like some of that sucker growth or just knowing that some of those dead branches you got to get rid of. Those are easy, right? You just do them no matter what. Whereas if you're shaping it, take that time to do it. Take a little bit more time saying, all right, each time stepping back and saying, yep, that makes sense. Or, no, you know, if I cut it here, that's not going to look right. So, you know, some of the other things to look at while you're pruning, some of your evergreen shrubs, take a look at some of the lower branches. Sometimes the lower branches, you're kind of trying to bring the tree up a little bit or the shrub up a little bit off the ground. Get rid of some of those. Really, the sky's the limit when it comes to taking a look at how and what branches to take off. It's just how it's going to affect the tree long term. Now, some of those other ones that you want to take a look at and not prune until after they flower, you know, we did talk about a few, but azaleas are one. Certain types of spirea, like the bridal wreath spirea, spring blooming clematis, Enchianthus, Deutzia, mock orange, lilacs, mountain laurel, nine bark, oak leaf hydrangeas, pieris, rhododendrons, viburnum, weigelia, wisteria, and witch hazel. Those are all ones that if you cut too early, you're cutting off the flowers for the season. So you want to just know what you're pruning before you just get in there with a pruning shears, etc., and go at it. One other thing to think about is cleaning your pruners after use. You know, cleaning them before you go and do it, because I talk about it all the time, getting ready for the next season. But I know myself, as much as I want to get ready for the next season, I haven't cleaned the pruners. I haven't cleaned all those things for this spring. So get them cleaned and just washed up a little bit so that any of the sap or any of the, you know, pathogens, anything that's been sitting on the blade is not there when you cut the new branches. One, it's just going to make an easier cut. But two, you don't want to get anything else from other plants in there. So something to really look at going forward, you know, cleaning your pruners after each use, getting rid of the sap. Is it by taking another knife and cleaning it off and then putting it in some nice soapy solutions? You're not looking to have it, you know, a ton of soap next to water, maybe a drop of like the Dawn soap into, you know, a couple cups of water. So that way it has a little bit of soapy mixture to it. So it's almost like an insecticidal soap, right? So if you were to use it, it's not going to affect the plant like that. Give it time to dry, etc. So just a little bit about pruning and what you could be doing at this time of year. Just remember, if it blooms early in the spring, don't prune it until after it flowers. If it blooms late in the season, you have a good chance of being able to prune it earlier in the year. Okay, so that's just kind of a rule of thumb. There are exceptions to that. There's exceptions to everything, right? But that's just one way to kind of think about it. If you see it early, don't prune it early. Prune after it flowers. If it flowers late, then you can try to prune it early around this time of the year. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, the plants grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we're here for another hour and 45 minutes with open lines. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, and 855-660-4261. We'll see you in a couple.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we do have a call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I love your show. I used to love listening to your dad, and I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
My question is basically on fertilizer. I planted some iris bulbs in fall, and I'm so excited because they're coming up now. I can see the green stems. And I need to know what fertilizer to use for that. And I also have daylilies that I've planted for years ago, and I've never used fertilizer. What should I use on that?
Now, for the daylilies, you can use for a fertilizer. You can use like a plant tone or garden tone, but I'd probably use like the plant tone the easiest. You could even, if you're looking to boost their blossoms, have you had issues with the blossoms? Like
Not really. They really are doing okay without it, but I just thought maybe they would appreciate a little food.
Yeah, so they'll definitely will appreciate it. So if you're looking to help with the blossoms a little bit more, you could use like a flower tone from Espoma, or you could use the plant tone from Espoma
kind of as well. I'm kind of new at this, so the only fertilizer I'm familiar with is like the Job sticks that I use indoors on my indoor plants.
So the Job sticks for like your indoor plants are great because you can kind of set them and forget them, right?
Right.
For outdoor use, I don't like to use them as much because it's 50% of it. They're a lot bigger, the ones you use outside. 50% of it's a binder that holds the fertilizer together.
Okay.
So it's not as active. So like this Espoma product is a granular that you would just add to the soil on what they call the drip edge of the plant. Okay, so however wide the plant is, you know, it might be about a foot wide. You put it on those edges, the soil. You'd put a shovel into the soil, open it up just a little bit, and put the granulars in there. So for you could go right onto Espoma's website, and you could, they have a spot where it says where to buy. You can enter your zip code, and you can find a few locations near you. I'm right on their website right now. If you have your zip code, I'll just type it in. I can tell you where to get it.
That'd be great. Thank you. 60174. I think Walmart might have it. I'm not sure.
They might. So a couple places. There's, I don't know how to pronounce the name. It kind of looks like Mayer or Meyer.
Oh, Meyer. Right.
Both of those, a couple of those locations will have it. Wasco Nursery and Garden Center in St. Charles has it. So you'll be able to find a lot of those Espoma products at all those stores. And just tell them you have some perennials that you want to put in there. You could even use, you know, like a flower tone would be best for your daylilies. For the iris, you could probably do the same thing, the same fertilizer on there without an issue.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I was going to say, how often do I do that? Do I just do it like once now and then in summer, or?
So depending upon what they are, right? So the flower tone, to get the flower tone, what you would use, you would feed it once a month throughout the growing season for your established plants. Okay?
Oh,
so
for the daylilies. Okay.
Yeah, so. And that would be to push the blossoms a little bit. If you were to use the plant tone, you would be using it, again, the same would be once per month. If it's on, like, the flowers, those types of things. If you were to use it, like, on trees and shrubs, it would only be twice a year. But since they're smaller, they absorb it a little bit quicker. The root system's right there. And so they'll use it up quicker. So that's something to be looking at. But Espoma plant tone or flower tone would be really good to help out your iris and your daylilies.
Very good. Thank you. Could I ask you another question after the break?
Sure. So hang tight with me, and after the break, we'll get right to it. For anybody else who wants to give us a call, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. See you in a couple.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden celebrating a decisive and much-needed victory in South Carolina's Democratic presidential primary yesterday. He was looking forward to Tuesday's 14 primaries, which is why it's called Super Tuesday.
And the decisions Democrats make all across America in the next few days will determine what this party stands for, what we believe, and what will get done.
Bernie Sanders coming in second in South Carolina. Candidates Warren, Klobuchar, and Buttigieg said to be vowing to stay in the race despite finishing poorly. Mike Bloomberg wasn't on the ballot. And billionaire businessman Tom Steyer has announced he's suspending his campaign. A man in his 50s in Washington State's become the first person in the United States to die of the coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And just basically said, you know, that she just thinks they need some fertilizer because she hadn't fertilized them. You know, you can stick with those two, or you can even add along with those some of that protolizer from Natural Alternatives. Protolizer is an awesome one, one of my favorite products out there. It's not a fertilizer, but it is something to work with your fertilizer.
Oh, so. Okay.
Okay, Linda, sorry, I had a little technical difficulty there, couldn't hear you. So, you had a second question. I want to make sure we get to that second question.
Thank you. I have a lot of evergreens, and they're about 40 years old at least, and they're doing, you know, they're fine. Is it too early? I mean, it's supposed to be like about 60 degrees today in Illinois, but it probably won't get there till after noon hour. And I'm just wondering, could I go out and trim them? There's some that are getting a little too close to the house. I don't like them touching the home, you know.
You definitely could, and it's actually the perfect time to be doing it on a lot of the evergreens, pruning them up during the winter so you can kind of get it done for the season. What types of evergreens are they that are close to the house there?
I think they're blue spruce, but but I'm not positive. I mean, they're just so sturdy. They've gone through everything, you know?
Yeah, no, you can definitely, a blue spruce you can definitely prune now. You can prune it all the way about to a third of it, of the, you know, the branching. Oh. If you want to take a look and see, and when I say a third, I don't mean from the center of the trunk all the way to the tip. I mean of the blue, right? So we want to take a third of the blue, because if we were to take a third of the branch, right, sometimes it could be all the blue, and we're just getting back to branching, and we don't want to do that. So when you're pruning on something that's a tree like that, an evergreen, look at the however the growth is, and if it's blue or green, just take a third of the part that's the color, the blue or the green, back. The other thing you can look at doing is getting rid of any of the dead branches that are on the inside of it, taking those out too, if you have some time. So the dead branches, the tree will actually still try to put a little bit of energy towards there, because it's trying to figure it out. It's trying to heal it a little bit. It doesn't, you know, that's why you need to kind of cut it so it can have that fresh callus that it forms over the pruning spot, so that it's not focusing there any longer. It's focusing on the rest of the tree. So, you know, it can't naturally, like, cut it off itself, right? It has to fall off over time. So you're just helping get rid of the dead growth to allow the energy to go to the rest of the plant, go to the tips of the plants, et cetera.
Kind of give it a little haircut.
Yes, really. Yeah. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it sounds good. I just want to say I really appreciate your show. It comes on at 5 o'clock in the morning here. I've called in before.
Yep.
And so if I've asked any questions that you have previously answered, I apologize, because sometimes I'm just not quite awake to that.
No, you don't have to apologize for any of those. We love to answer, you know. Some people are listening at different times. That's one of the things with the show. We have multiple time zones that we have in. We have we even have some in some stations in California. They laid on delay, so they're going to be even, you know, it's even earlier for them than it is for you. It's still 5:30 there, whereas at least it's 7 o'clock or 7:30 for you. It's not as early as them. So, but we're here, and anytime you want to listen, or anybody out there, you can listen to the podcast as well. Just go to our website at paulparent.com, so you can listen to some of the old ones or what you've missed for the day as well.
Oh, that's a good idea. I do appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, my palm trees are doing well. And all
excellent.
My other trees, I grouped them together, and I made and made sure that they were healthy through the winter. So I'm pretty excited about that. So thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. I love to hear that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Linda.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Andrea is in Massachusetts.
Andrea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Thank you. We loved listening to your dad for years. Now, I'm on Cape Cod, so we're like in a zone that's a little warmer because we're right out in the middle of the ocean.
Yep.
And right here, just for Linda, we're a quarter of nine.
Yeah.
So the time difference does make calling in makes a difference. But my question is concerning our apple trees, our pear trees, and also feeding of them, because I know we should prune them. We didn't get to it so in the fall, but I wonder what we should do. Should we start now, and how should we feed them?
Okay. So as far as feeding on your apple tree, and you said it was a
pear tree.
You could be using Tree Tone from Espoma.
Okay.
I'd want you to wait a little bit more. If you could, you know, I think there's a way to kind of find out online where the temperatures of the soils might be. But you're looking for the temperature of the soil to be 40 degrees or warmer for
It's not.
We're not there yet, right? So you're still a few weeks away before you would be putting that fertilizer down. So you still have time as well to prune them.
Okay.
You know, some of the, unless they're starting to swell with the buds and...
I'm looking at them right now. You know, I can see them, and they're starting to have little tiny ones on the tip of the apple tree.
Okay.
But I need to cut the suckers off because they just take all the nutrient from the tree.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be pruning the tree itself for shape or anything right now because all those buds are starting to form, right?
Yep.
So, again, go with the suckers like you talked about. And then take a look at any of the cross branches that might be in there. I know apple trees tend to just grow straight out to the side and whatnot. But sometimes they'll have some branches where the bark might rub onto each other. Now, when the bark breaks apart by them rubbing, it will actually invite, you know, insects or pathogens into the tree a little bit easier. Yeah. They have an easier access. So you don't want to have that. So take a look at the branches and see which one is going to be your stronger branch and see which one seems healthier, and then cut the other one so that they're not going to affect it. Sometimes with the cross branches, it's further out on the branching, so you can save both branches.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, not an issue there. But that's one of the ones that I always take a look at first. So it usually goes sucker growth, cross branches, or anything that's dead or damaged.
One of my friends told me that you should prune it so a bird could fly through it. So there are times that we've cut it way back, but it seemed this year we got so many suckers, and it just seems to be a different year.
Yeah, and I think that's just the way the winter season has gone as well, adding to it. It's warmer. There's been a little bit more rain to it instead of the snow. So it hasn't. The temperatures have been fluctuating, and then even last year, you know, we had a very warm July, but then we had, you know, a little bit more rain towards the end of the season. We had a lot of rain early in last season, which caused a lot of sucker growth. So it's a little bit of a mixed temperatures weather-wise. I don't want to use the words climate change because I have some people but it's a little bit of everything, right? That's kind of what it is.
Well, here on the Cape, they would have winter golf because the temperature would be warmer and the grass would be greener. So we're used to this kind of winter. We've had these kind of winters before. But I used to put spikes in the ground for the, and you just said you didn't think that was a good idea. So maybe I should look at fertilizer that we can put around the tree. So I
will say this: if you're putting something in the ground for a fertilizer, it's not a bad thing by any means. But just knowing how it's made and knowing what's in them, it's almost like 50% binding material to hold those spikes together, and then the 50% fertilizer. Whereas if you were to look at like an espoma, for those trees, you could use a tree tone. And that's espoma. That espoma is all fertilizer. There's a small binding agent that keeps it in the pellet, but it's not as much as if you were looking at the spikes themselves. Spikes are real easy because you can get like the top that goes on it and bang it into the soil and be done with it. Whereas the espoma, like tree tone, kind of have to put a hole in the ground a little bit, take the shovel, put it on the drip line of the tree, and then add the fertilizer in there and let it go. Personally, I would go more towards the espoma product because it's more of the fertilizer that you're looking for versus that binding material.
Okay. My last question is, I have two holly trees in the back, and it's a male and female, and I just have such beautiful berries. Where the apple tree is, there's an apple tree behind it, and I've had it for many years. My father-in-law gave it to me, God rest his soul. And it never really produced anything worthwhile. But the tree next to it was always very prolific, and I we were toying with the idea of cutting the other apple tree out because just not doing anything. But then I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't. So I don't know how that works.
Well, so do you know what type of apple tree it was?
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay. So one of the things is apple trees, a lot of them will need a pollinator.
Okay.
And so it won't produce unless it has the right pollinator. Okay. Is it flower for you each year?
Not very much. One flower so prolifically, and the orioles go to it and eat every single thing they can off it and still produces so many apples. The other one, maybe one or two apples. It's nothing.
Okay. So if you could take a look at it this spring, if you start to see either some sort of apple form or flowers and send me a picture of it, we might be able to tell what type it is, and then we can get you the pollinator for it, and we can get you so it could produce, right? So go to our website.
That would be great.
Yeah, go to paulparent.com.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Andrea. And we kind of got cut off a little bit at the end. We were just talking, and I went to commercial, didn't even realize it. So I apologize.
But, no problem.
So right at the end there, what I was just wanted to reiterate, once it starts to get a little bit of flowers, even if you get some fruit on there, send me a picture. Go to paulparent.com. On the bottom there, there's a contact us. You can contact us through there, or you can email us. It's our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And just send the picture and just like get a little reminder in that email that we talked on the radio and that you're trying to get some ideas of what it is. So we can try to help you out with it.
Yeah, well, the poor tree, you feel, you know, especially if it has sentimental value, came from my father-in-law.
Exactly.
And we would like to see something, and we just keep saying, well, it shadows the flowers, and it's not producing fruit, so what should we do? So cut it back a little bit, too.
Yeah, so I think it has a little bit to do with that needing a pollinator. And, you know, the one that is fruiting for you might be one that pollinates itself, or there might be something in the area that's close enough to it. Just, you know, so depending upon the variety, we can look at it and say, well, you need one of these to go in. Especially, you said it's been a number of years. Maybe once it flowers, or maybe late in the fall next year, that's when you can prune it. Get rid of some of the sucker growth, the same thing. Add some fertilizer to it this year. Add some of the tree tone to it. Or if you want to try to give it like a little bit more of a push, you can use super phosphate or a triple phosphate.
Oh, good.
Okay, so that triple phosphate would be like a 0-18-0, whereas a super phosphate is usually like a 0-44-0. I'd look to do the 0-18-0. Just, you don't want to put too much in it at first because you're, you know, you haven't really, you don't want to shock it, right? You want to make sure it's going to be taken care of long term. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, you know, because this year was going to be the year we cut it down. I'm so glad that I got a chance to speak with you.
Great. I'm glad we could help. Thanks, Andrea.
We'll enjoy the spring.
Definitely. Let's hope so, right? All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we do have another call on line. We got a bunch of calls on line. We're going to get to you as soon as we can, so we'll go to the next one. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is first in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm loving. I have a couple of questions on when to fertilize my hydrangea.
Okay.
And I put roses, and I'm wondering if I can put down that infused now.
Okay. So as far as fertilizer goes, what I would do is I would wait another couple weeks till the ground warms up. We want the temperatures in the ground to be about 40 degrees. Okay? So we're not there yet. We're still probably, so some areas you can put a shovel right in the ground and go down about 8 inches, but that just means it's above 32 degrees, right? So it's above freezing. One easy way to kind of check it would be to get like a thermometer that you can put into the ground. That earlier in the show I had said using like a turkey thermometer, but again, I don't know if it shows how low it is, if where it starts. Temperature wise, it kind of shows how much I cook turkeys, but that would be one of them to take a look at to get your best idea of soil temperatures, because that's when the roots are the most active, when they're in the 40 degrees or warmer, so they'll start to look for the food, they'll start to look for fertilizer, that type of thing. So I'd wait a bit on that. As far as the infuse, it would be the same thing. Okay, so waiting till the ground is kind of active. A lot of times we can tell that by, you know, starting to see forsythias blooming. That's kind of the thing that tells us, okay, we can put our step one down of fertilizer, which means we can start putting everything else down at the same time. So that's kind of like the signal, if you will. But you could test it with a thermometer and see where it's at. And once it hits 40, you can get ahead of everything and you could do the fertilizer and the infuse.
And how about the brown spots that were on my hydrangea?
So the brown spots have a lot to do with, the water and rain and being able to breathe a little bit. I can discuss that more on the other side of the break. It'll just be a few minutes. So hang tight. We can go over that a little bit more. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.